line, Willie D. Mace, 1025-1063, The Game and the Game Nashville app. We'll chat with Jonathan Hutton in 1 hour. We got a lot to get into, and we've already started on a heated note today.
We hadn't even started the show.
We haven't started the show.
We were yapping at each other.
We haven't even started. We're going back and forth.
The volume's on 10. D. Mace came into the studio today and said, I got some stuff to say. So do I. I know Willie does too, and I know you as the fans do as well. So yesterday, the news that the Tennessee Titans fired Mike Vrabel came out in the middle of our show. Well, it was before you joined us. And Nick, you'll be able to attest to this. I told Nick before the show, have some ideas of some people that you would like to join the show if news breaks, but just I don't expect anything to happen. I really don't expect anything to happen. So I was not prepared to kind of give my thoughts on Mike Vrabel being fired. Maybe that's an oversight on my part. So it was pure, genuine reaction whenever we heard the news of Mike Vrabel being fired. And D-Mace, the first question I asked you was, do you think the Titans made the right move doing this? And I asked myself that question, and I said yes. But I said it very reluctantly. And after the show, I kind of did a little personal introspection, kind of reflection on why was I so reluctant to say that the Titans made the right move? I mean, you're 6-18 in the last 24 games. You've been doing a whole lot of losing recently. Mike Vrabel has made some mishires, and the coaching staff, I mean, elevating Jason Hoteling to the offensive line coach after you fired Keith Carter and you just promoted his assistant.
That might have been the straw that broke the camel's back.
It makes no sense. I mean, we were talking about this before the show. Since the 2020 draft, I can name two players that have gotten better. That's Roger McCreary and Will Levis. Other than that, I mean, that's four drafts.
Well, they got rid of Tyrann Tart, so he's no longer
here. And he was an undrafted free agent.
Exactly.
So that's four drafts, and I can't name more than two players that have gotten better. I mean, just based off of those things alone, I think is reason for Mike Vrabel to be fired. So I asked myself, all of those reasons, and even add in the fact that we knew that there was some tension between Amy, Rand, Mike Vrabel, any combination of the three. I knew they couldn't move forward with the current power structure. So why was I so reluctant to say that I thought it was a good move? Then it hit me. It wasn't the idea of the Titans firing Mike Vrabel that I disagreed with. I know a lot of people do disagree with the firing. I did not. My fear or my hesitation of agreeing with the move stemmed from the fear that I don't think that the Titans are going to get it right moving forward. That I don't know how much trust I have in Amy Adams Strunk to make the right next steps and to make the right hire. I was at Rand's press conference yesterday, and that fear doubled. My fear of this franchise not having a clear path moving forward intensified. So I want to get your thoughts, maybe initial reactions on Rand's press conference yesterday.
Well, they didn't win the press conference. I think I would start by saying that. I would say, the playbook has been for Amy Adams Strunk to do the very filtered, pre-taped thing. So I wasn't surprised to see that. And I know, so you go in, if you're Rand Carthon, you go in with a strike against you because everybody's saying, well, why aren't we hearing from the owner here? Especially when basically your line is, it was the owner's decision. So Rand is between a rock and a hard place for that whole press conference. And so I was trying to keep that in mind when he's getting pressed on everything, and he's trying to stay out of the owner's doghouse because it sounded to me like he was basically told, you don't talk about the vision, you don't talk about things, let's just defer to my statement. It sounded like that was the playbook, and that doesn't reflect well on Rand, but that's what Rand has been told to do by his boss, basically. And then
everybody would do the same thing.
Right, and Rand is also trying to not throw Mike Vrabel under the bus because I think deep down he really respects Mike Vrabel. He knows he's a good coach, but you're trying to sell that, yeah, I got along great with Mike Vrabel, and we were in lockstep, but then here you are, right, when the owner has kind of contradicted you. So Rand is in a really tough spot in that. So I'm hoping that once you get through all that, Rand can go to work, and whatever they put around him are good resources, and they come out of this okay, but that was a really tough position to be in.
Yeah,
Amy put him in a tough spot.
It was a tough position, but we can't on one hand say, well, it's not about winning the press conference. It's about winning on the field. We can't on one hand say that, but then say, well, he didn't win the press conference. He, like any other individual in this world, if you have a boss and you care about your job, what the boss says you're going to reiterate. If Bud says something and we love our job, we are going to reiterate it on the radio, because that's the message Bud wants out. We're not gonna defy him and say something different. So in that regard, stop it, everybody. Now, was he put in a bad place? Probably, absolutely.
Yeah.
But it's the owner's team. There's only 32 of these jobs in the NFL. I want to keep mine. So if the owner says something, I am going to regurgitate it. It may be tough for me in this situation, but that's what this job entails. Doing tough interviews, probably when you don't want to, or you feel like you're handcuffed in a sense where as much as I want to answer that question, I can't, because the owner already gave, her say, and everybody else that wants to work for this organization must abide by what she just said. If you don't want to work for this organization, then get the hell out. She's going to start making some changes here, because he even said it. It wasn't necessarily about Vrabel. It was about the vision for the organization. Things were out of line. This is what came out of his mouth. Mm-hmm. Things were out of line. So listen, people, stop listening to react. Just listen. And then you react, okay? Then you base your opinion based upon what you're hearing. Don't all of a sudden just make up your opinion and then listen to the guy. He's telling you. Miss Amy wasn't happy at the structure. And it's her. And listen, she did it. You can't blame anyone else. Mm-hmm. She's the one that set all of this in motion. Now she's trying to get it back in order. I've said that over and over again. The process was out of order. Now she's gotten it in order. Oh, she hopes she's gotten it in order. There was too much stuff coming out of that damn building that she just didn't like. So you know what? All of y'all that were around here with John Robinson and Mike Vrabel, y'all better be on pins and needles, because I'm going to get ready to fire y'all. She's going to make changes in it. It is not just with the head coach. The coaching staff is going to be different, obviously. But she's going to make more changes, because she's tired of stuff coming out of her building, stuff that she wants to keep close. Wouldn't you be tired of it? If every minute you looked around, something was coming out of your building, you're like, what's going on here? Like, you know what? I'm going to change all this. I'm going to put everything back in order. Things were out of order. When things are not in order, it don't work properly. That's with anything, life, business, whatever. And things were out of order with this Tennessee Titans team. Now, Rand was put in a bad position. Mm-hmm. He answered the questions. He said, listen, I take responsibility, too, for that offensive line. Is that what y'all want to hear? He told y'all, but that's not enough. That's not enough for everybody. When he says, that was my fault. I am new to the job. I'm still learning. Just like every first-year GM, you learn. We didn't say anything about John Robinson when he was learning through the process. So why not give him a reason to prove y'all? Why not give him an opportunity to prove everyone wrong? Allow him to do his job. I've always said this offseason was going to be the most critical offseason for this franchise. Why? Because in three years, they're moving into a new stadium. They trying to figure out if they got their quarterback. They got to rebuild this roster back up. What is it that everybody's missing? That's what I don't understand.
I think that Amy kind of threw Rand under the bus.
Exactly.
Because it was her decision to fire Mike Vrabel, and Rand even said, look, it didn't consult me when she made the decision. Then she kind of threw Rand out to have to answer for the decisions that
job.
She made. But it doesn't – so I do think that it was unfair of Amy Adams Strunk to do that to Rand Carthon. But I don't think that it excuses Rand's – what kind of portrayed a lack of direction – with this organization. Because you say, he took credit for the offensive line. Rand said that the offensive line was bad because of injuries.
Some of that is Amy. Some of that is from Amy.
Listen, y'all are missing this whole thing. He said they could have. See, it's all about semantics.
It could have been better.
You can't take out words and omit words.
That's what he said.
But he said it could have been a lot better. But he was right from this standpoint. What have I been saying? With an offensive line, that's the one unit on the field that needs to be together. That's why I don't like these new rules that they put out where guys can't be in a facility, all that. Because it helped the younger guys, mm-hmm. and it helped the offensive linemen. They don't have that no more. They had injuries. They had guys not playing up to potential. he was right in the sense of we didn't get a chance to, even though that offensive line was bad. And he said they could have played a lot better. But we never saw all five guys together for no more than two or three games.
Right.
That was
and,
it.
And that happened in the summer when Nicholas Petit-Frere got the suspension.
Exactly.
That screwed him from the beginning.
Just listen to what he said. He's not – people say it's an excuse, but it's the truth. Truth is not an excuse.
Right.
You're asking me a question. I'm giving you my reasons why. He said he could have been better. That was his – he blamed it on himself. He said that. So why is everybody in the uproar?
My biggest issue is – You bring up Bud in the mm-hmm. station, that if Bud wants us to portray a message, we'll portray that message. Mm-hmm. As long as I have worked here, mm-hmm. nobody in ownership or management has ever told me that I have to say anything.
I understand that.
What
but
Rand said yesterday
did,
was complete and total regurgitation of Amy Adams.
So would you – okay.
It doesn't give me any hope that Rand Carthon can direct and run this team in a competent way if he's regurgitating what the owner is saying.
If you were the GM, would you go outside of what the owner said?
If I was a GM,
would you go outside of what the owner said?
If I was a GM, I would like to be able to run my
football
team.
But if the owner says, listen, this is our message, just like Vrabel.
My issue
Vrabel had
is
a message.
With Amy.
I
That's
know,
the point. My but, issue is
and my,
with Amy.
My issue is with Amy, too. That's why I said, listen, a lot of this, majority of this is because of the Amy and how, what she did in regards to firing John in the middle of the season. And listen, you can fire him. It's your team. But to do it in that fashion, it's like, okay, now everything seems to be out of whack because now you're going to hire a GM that really doesn't know the coach. Now you got to make this marriage work. And maybe it worked, maybe it didn't. But now we got to move on. Amy put him in a position where he had to stick to the script, okay? Everybody has a script to stick to. When Mike preaches we say all the time, man, they ain't doing nothing but preaching the same thing Mike said. That's because that's what he wants to come out. You don't want anything that deviates from your message. You don't want that because if you do, you start to have these little pop-ups where guys are backbiting and leaking information as it was happening over there at the Titans facility. She doesn't want that anymore. Now, again, was it right of her to put Rand in that position? Probably not. No. But that's his boss. If your boss say this is the message, stick to the message, are you going to deviate from it? You can, but you ain't going to have this job no more.
I think it was the wrong message because the message did not
Well, you
give
can't
me-
blame Rand for that.
I'm blaming everyone involved. He's the GM. She's the
owner.
Well,
she's the owner.
Everyone is involved and everyone gets blamed because I don't feel, nor do I feel like a massive portion of the Titans fan base mm-hmm. feels any more confident or any more clear about the direction or the goals of this football team. Mm-hmm. Because Rand was asked a few things. You know, hey, what was the relationship like between you and Mike? Mm-hmm. It was great. It was great. You know, we didn't disagree about anything. Every decision that we made was unanimous. Well, you know, why did the football team not achieve what you expected it to achieve? Well, it's because of injuries. All of those things don't add up as to why you fired the football coach. If the reason
yes,
why you were
does.
Losing games, it was because of injuries.
All of it.
And
when
you got along, fine. Then why did you fire
you
the coach?
When you don't win, somebody has to pay
for
it.
Well, if it was because of injuries, that's not Mike Vrabel's fault.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Rand said the ball didn't bounce our way.
It
what
didn't.
Do you, what do you mean?
Oh, again.
You lost
he's
11
trying,
games
he's trying
in
not
the last
to throw
place
Mike
in the
Vrabel
division.
Under the bus
it's a metaphor.
You fired the coach.
It's a metaphor.
Why did you fire the coach if everything
he didn't
was
fire the coach.
He didn't fire the coach.
Why did the organization, if you were going to be the spokesperson for the organization, why did the organization fire the football coach if you got along just fine, the collaboration worked really well, the reason why you didn't achieve what you wanted to achieve was because of injuries, and the ball just didn't
because
bounce your way?
Trying,
why is the coach gone?
He wants to keep a good relationship with Mike Vrabel. He would look very bad if he dumped on Mike Vrabel in that press conference, who is a respected coach and the coach of the year. In the NFL 2 years ago. So I think he's trying to tap dance through a very difficult minefield. And it mm-hmm. was a minefield yesterday for him. He just got done with his first year. He inherited a roster that was aging. Mm-hmm. And at the end of a window, which I said a year ago, mm-hmm. when they fired John Robinson, they should Amy Adams, more than anybody else, should have known that this day was coming. Even if they were 9-8 and about to play in a playoff game, this day was coming. Maybe a week or two later than it actually happened. So he's trying to work through that and navigate that as best he can. He hasn't done a press conference in months,
and
he's
he
getting
say?
Grilled. And he even said, kind of reflective, like, you know, maybe I do need to connect with the fans a little bit more, which is what I've been saying. Mm-hmm. He's a personal guy. I think that could help him. So, look, he's learning as he goes, too. And he's trying to deal with a very difficult set of circumstances.
John sat here on live TV and cried, and everybody sympathized with him. But when the man is only regurgitating what his owner is saying, he's trying to stay on script. There's been plenty of times as a player that after a game, I'm like, man, like, I want to say, but I can't because I don't want to go outside the line and then I start to cause this division within the locker room. So I stick to the message, hey, listen, we just need to play better. These are things that we're doing, we're not doing, because I know that's the same message that the head coach is delivering. Now, if the head coach goes outside of that message, then I'm going to go outside of that message. But if he sticks to the message and we want to keep this locker room in check and close-knit, we all got to stick to the message. I am telling you from a player standpoint, nobody else knows that. Nobody else knows that. Nobody in this building can say, well, yeah, no, you're wrong. No, I'm right. I know that for a fact. I'm right. You stick to the message. There may be some guys that deviate from it. And what happens when you deviate from the message? It becomes a big story, a distraction. And we don't need distractions in that locker room.
I'm not asking Rand to deviate from Amy's wishes or to deviate from the message. I'm not asking for Rand to go full-on rebellion and say, Amy Adams has no idea what she's doing.
Burn it down.
My problem is with the message. And that is a message that is, you know, choreographed by Amy Adams Drunk, and Rand is a part of it. Okay, he's the general manager of this franchise.
How do you define the message? The message you said, you have said, right, and with a lot of other people, they wanted some change. They didn't want the status quo.
Yes.
So that was Amy's message in a nutshell, right? So we're not sticking with the status quo. We're going in a different direction. Mm-hmm. That's the message.
Why did you want change? Why did Mike Vrabel?
Well, why did you want change? That's what you want.
Out of order.
It's what a lot of the fans want.
I have my opinion, but my opinion doesn't matter. The opinion that matters. The opinion that matters is the owner who made that decision. Is the general manager who is now tasked with getting this team to the next step, with finding that right coach. Yeah. So if change was necessary, why? You have a vision, which apparently, and we'll get into that, apparently some sort of top secret. Well, why did Mike Vrabel not fit that vision? Because you said that every decision that you made was unanimous, which I don't think anyone ever, if you worked
together.
But
it wasn't just football. It wasn't about just the product on the field. He's go back and listen to that, everybody.
What did he say that shed light on why Mike Vrabel was fired?
I forgot how the question was phrased, and I forgot who asked it. But he basically said, listen, it's putting things back in order. It's not just the football stuff.
But why was it out of order?
Because of how she did everything.
Rand Carthon said, Mike and I had a great working relationship.
It's not about Mike. Exactly. It's not about he and Mike. It's about the owner and Mike and how things were out of order in her mind. And she wanted, why is that hard to believe?
But also here's the glaring elephant in the room. They weren't a very talented team. They weren't a poorly coached team, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. They were a team that was very short on talent. And then on top of that, some other things injury-wise piled on. And you had a team that maybe, best case, was 9-8 that went 6-11. But really, this was something that has been coming for a couple years. Paul Kuharsky has made this point on our show yesterday and again this morning with Robbie and Joe. Is that if you look at some of the drafts, 2020, 2021, 2022, there were some big swings and misses where not only did you not get a serviceable player, but you got a complete zero with first-round picks.
Yeah,
that's hard to overcome, and it doesn't show up right away. It creeps up on you so that when Derrick Henry ages out, Ryan Tannehill ages out, it's time to move on for Kevin Byard. There's not that young
nucleus.
Right. There's not a young nucleus coming in to fill the gaps. And so you start listing the best players on the Titans right now. I don't care who the coach is. I don't care who the GM is. You got some fixing to do.
Right.
Some fixing.
And which is why I would like clarification as to why the coach was fired. Because you
Ms.
look
Amy
at that.
Amy told you. Go back and listen to Ms. Amy. She'll tell you. She told you. Now, whether we want to accept that or not, it was all about organizational. She wanted to put things back in order.
What does that mean?
In her mind, things, whatever it meant to her, things were out of order. I could tell you what it meant for me is that you went out of order as far as hiring practices. That maybe, just maybe, Vrabel had a little bit more say. You allowed him a louder voice in the room when in actuality you shouldn't have. Mm-hmm. You should have probably kept your GM at least to the end of the season and then worked through it as far as, are we going to keep both of y'all? Are we going to fire both of y'all? To me, it was almost a knee-jerk reaction when you fired John. But again, she's had a history. It's her team. She has a history of things that she probably liked or disliked. Her thing was, I think she finally realized, we can't operate under this prism. It's out of order. Rand basically said it. It's out of order. She's going to essentially clean house, in a sense. She's going to make some change organizationally that – she's tired. I'm telling y'all, she's tired of stuff coming out of her building. It's never been this way. Go.
What stuff do you, don't, like, don't you think? Referencing,
don't you think also?
I'm just saying
stout.
Stuff about Cowden being a guy and other little stuff that just sort of, you know, Rand and Vrabel's not getting along. They don't. All of this stuff was coming out of the building. And she's like, as I would too, like, whoa, 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 whoa. Not my house. My house is starting to get a little messy here. Mm-hmm. I need to change some things. These people that were here for the long haul, we need to make some changes. I'm keeping my GM, but we need to make some changes. I need to put things back in order. How that looks, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe she allowed Rand to take over duties of hiring a coach and all this other stuff, but she just felt in her mind things were out of order and she needed to get things back before it went way left.
It's somewhere – in about a year's time, she went from being sort of all in on Vrabel, moving on from Robinson, giving Vrabel a bigger, let's just call it power, whatever you want to say, more say, more, he was the man, right? When they moved on from Robinson, there was no question, Vrabel's running the show.
Yeah.
And she went from having total faith in him to less faith, right? I think that's the only explanation. Now, I don't know if that's a good thing on her part, but I also think you can make the argument of 6 years is a good cycle. Mm-hmm. This may be a good thing for Mike Vrabel. He might start a new cycle somewhere else and be better off, right? Because what did we say? If you're Mike Vrabel and you're looking at your own situation and you see the roster and you see how thin it is, and Derrick Henry, your spine is probably moving on. Mm-hmm. You got a young quarterback and you're 2-5 next year. That is coming back on you. Yeah. So this might be a happy divorce.
Honestly, I think Mike Vrabel might be looking at it like, man, I'll have a job next year. Woo! I am rid of that mess.
Yeah, and he's probably mixed, right? He's a guy that's I can fix it. I can get through it. Part of him's like that, but also part of him's kind of like, all right, something fresh could be a good thing for me.
I think that there were, and we heard from it, you know, a vocal majority of the fan base yesterday, and even people nationally looked at it like, well, how could you move on from Mike Vrabel? And he was so beloved in this town. I stepped away from all of the media availabilities yesterday, whether it was Rand Carthon's media availability or Amy Adams Strunk sitting down with Mike Keith, with not any more clarity as to why Mike Vrabel was fired. And I think that Amy Adams Strunk owes that to this fan base and to this city to say, this is why I made this decision, and this is what my vision is moving forward.
She told you.
She did not say what her vision was.
Not as far as the vision, no. But she told you why you fired him. You may not agree with it. You may want more.
She did not.
But I'll always go back to this. If you ask somebody a question and you want their honest answer, you can't be mad at the answer they give you because it doesn't satisfy what you want. You can't. They're giving you the answer. You're not satisfied. That's not my fault.
It's not that I'm not satisfied. I don't understand what she means by that.
There are a lot of people that are not satisfied. I'm not just saying there are a lot of people.
I'm not satisfied with the direction of this franchise. No, I am not.
But you can't, because we have, and it's not just you. But when the question is asked of you and I give you the answer, you then can't be upset with the answer that I gave you. It's my truth. These are the things that I'm telling you. Now, whether you accept it or not, that's up to you. But you can't keep on badgering me back and forth because I'm going to give you the same answer.
I do want to get into what answer from Amy Adams Strunk you believe provide clarity as to why Mike Vrabel was fired. I do want to get into that, D-Mace. But coming up next, I want to get into probably maybe the most frustrating aspect of what came out from the Titans media availability yesterday, and we'll get into that coming up next. We'll also get into your thoughts in this as well. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Caroline, Willie, D. Mays. We're brought to you by Zen Sports. Start earning cash rewards on your bets today. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789. Terms and conditions apply. Must be 21 or older and in Tennessee to bet.
Can you tell us the reason or reasons that you decided to make this change?
The last two seasons have been very disappointing. And the fans felt it. I felt it. We made changes last year, and I came to believe we needed to make a change to the coaching staff.
That was Amy Adams Strunk in her sit-down with Mike Keith yesterday. I'm disappointed that Amy Adams Strunk didn't have a press conference, that we couldn't ask her the questions that we all had. But D-Mace, you said that, you know, I was asking, you know, yesterday provided zero insight as to why Mike Vrabel was fired, in my opinion. D-Mace, you disagreed. You said that Amy Adams Strunk laid it out there and said exactly why she fired him. What was it that she said that made you feel that way?
Listening to Rand's press conference yesterday. Now, listen, whether you agree with the press conference or not, that's up to everybody's, you know, everybody has their opinion. Everybody has their interpretation. My interpretation was it was more than just on the field. Rand said that. He said it was more than just, it was organizational, things back in order. She felt things were out of order. It was her fault that things were out of order. The buck stops at her. But when she recognized that, she wanted to set things back in order. And maybe, just maybe, having a conversation with Mike, he probably was sort of hesitant about that. I don't know. I wasn't in the room. You know, it was the whole Hamilton. I want to be in the room where when it happens. I wasn't there. None of us were. But the way that Rand articulated it was, it was more than just on the field. Those were his words. It's organizational. Things needed to be back in order. And again, I go back to, well, I get it, but Miss Amy, it was your fault that things are out of order. But she wanted, it's her business. She wanted to put things back in order before it got too far where it became more of a distraction than anything. Again, things started coming out of that building that she probably was embarrassed by and she did not want to get out. And she came to a realization, I need to establish guardrails again. I need to put things back in order. We can argue this back and forth, what he meant, what he didn't. Rand should do this, Rand. But ultimately, it's her team. And if you don't want to be GM, then go outside of my wishes and you will not be GM. It's any other business. I got a message. You stick to that message and we hopefully can weather the storm and get through this. I am just basically, I'm basing my opinion on what I'm hearing, not on what somebody else is hearing. This came out of the horse's mouth. You know, I'm not going by what everybody else has said. I'm just listening to the Rand.
I do want to grab that clip and so we can kind of break down what you were hearing, maybe what I missed that you heard. And I do want to get into my biggest concern from the press conference yesterday. But first, I want to get into your thoughts. Our phone lines are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Perry is on the line with a thought on Vrabel getting fired. What's up, Perry?
Hey, Caroline and Willie and D. Mace, I took care of you back in the car business, back at Lexus in the 2000s.
Oh, man, a long time
ago.
Service
rider. Yes, sir, buddy. D-Mace, you know what I'm talking about here. As far as a product, Miss Amy mentioned this word several times, and I've heard you all mention it several times. A product is what's in front of you, whether it be in sales, football team, baseball team, it doesn't matter. Caroline, to answer your clarity, there's two other words that nobody has mentioned, and that's body language. Miss Amy mentioned to Mike yesterday and told him about how she's been watching for the last year or so, or this year, of what's going on. She was watching the body language of Mike on the field, of everything that he did, every play, every way he expressed himself after the play. That's what Miss Amy was really watching, and with the product not producing on the field, that's why Mike Vrabel was fired, because it was time for a change, and as D-May said, it was time to get back to the Titans the way that they used to be. Not saying Mike was a bad guy. Mike lost it. He lost the team. The body language showed it, And that's exactly what Miss Amy saw. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you for your call, Perry.
It's interesting perspective. Let me throw it at you guys this way, too. Forget about all these other things, trying to interpret what everybody said yesterday and all of that stuff. But I definitely know what he's talking about, right? Mm-hmm. And the cameras really started going after it. It became memes on your feed, right? The Mike Vrabel.
When he was just staring
his hand
at the
to the forehead, the crooked pinky finger that's been mangled over the years, you know, and just like breathing through, like, oh, what am I watching here? The frustration was there. That happens when your team's bad. But I see what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. But once again, if you're Amy Adams, and she is a wild card, I'm the first to say it. I don't know who she – I've asked this for years. Who are her sounding board people? Who are the people she trusts in her inner circle to say, all right, let's talk through this. I'm thinking about this decision. Tell me – talk me off the ledge. Tell me I'm right. Tell me I'm wrong. Where – I don't know who she talks to. That's mm-hmm. the wild card to me. Mm-hmm. And there's nobody obvious in the office no. that would fit that bill. But if you just said, look, Ryan Tannehill's moving on. Mm-hmm. Derrick Henry's moving on. I got a lot of cap space. I have a thin roster. I just need something new. It's time for a new chapter. That's the one thing I didn't hear anybody say mm-hmm. yesterday. And I would have thought I would have heard it from her. Mm-hmm. This was her chance to say, look, we had a great run. Mike Vrabel did a great job. Mm-hmm. But it was time to just reset. I got a new general manager. I got a lot of money to spend. I had an aging group of guys that did a great job. We traded one of them, and it's time for something fresh. I was surprised. That was an obvious message that she could have gone to that might have clarified what you're asking. Right? So, Caroline was saying, what is the message? What's the vision? Mm-hmm. To me, that's the vision. It's time to rebuild. It's time for a new era. We got a new stadium. It opened up in 2027. It's time to start building towards that.
Something to give the fans mm-hmm. to hold on to, something tangible of, and I don't need the full, 350-page booklet of exactly what the plan is, and today on January 10th, mm-hmm. this is what we're going to do to achieve our goal. I don't need that. I just would have liked if Ran or Amy or both, ideally both, would have given the fans and us something tangible to say, this is what we want to do. This is what we want to accomplish, and this is how we're going to get there. Brandon is on the line with a thought on the vision. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, so I appreciate y'all taking my call. I think, I agree with D-Mace, what he was saying, like the house being messy. And I think when you start looking at all the leaks and stuff that's coming out of that building, it's all really pro-Vrabel. You know, Vrabel's upset. Vrabel's this, Vrabel's that. I just think it's time, like Willie said a few minutes ago, he was there for 6 years. Like, I think that's a long time in the NFL to be a head coach for one franchise. Like, you're not going to get 13 to 14 years like we got out of Fisher. Like, it's time to turn the page. And then before we start calling, Trey Lynn and Chig and some of all these, other players, before we start calling them busts, like Jerry does frequently on his show, let's get somebody else in here to work with these guys before we just send them out the door. And next thing you know, we see Trey Lynn in San Francisco, putting up all pro seasons next to Deebo Samuel. I just think it's time for people to understand, like, we haven't scored 30 points in over 2 years, almost 800 days since we scored 30 points in a football game. Meanwhile, Josh Dobbs, who also played quarterback for us, right, shows up in Minnesota for 15 minutes, and next thing you know, he drops 30 points on the board. So while Vrabel is a good coach, I think if you are a coach that don't call plays, then you're only as good as your assistants are. And he has some questionable hires. Dean Pease, Art Smith, great hires, good product. You turn the page on them. Now we don't have a good product. 6-18 over your last 24 is going to get you fired. I appreciate you guys.
Yeah, thank great call, you. Brandon. Appreciate Brandon, it.
Appreciate it. I mean, there's not much, because I agree with a lot of what the caller said. I go back to, one, there was too much stuff coming out of that building that she just didn't like.
And as Brandon pointed out, it was Vrabel. Kind of Vrabel
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. It was always pro-Vrabel. Like, Vrabel's doing his job. Vrabel's doing this. It's everybody else's fault. If I'm an owner, after a while, I get tired of that stuff. Like, no, this is supposed to be a collaboration, but all of the information that is coming out, it's not Vrabel's fault. It's this person's fault. It's that person's fault. She was tired of it, and she has every right to be tired of it.
Unless it came from her.
But she put this organization in that situation. And now She's trying to rectify what maybe the misstep that she made at firing her GM in the middle and allowing Vrabel and whoever else to have the power to do things within the roster that was being done last year. Then you hire a new GM, and this new GM walking in, he told you, like, listen, I'm going to defer to the head coach. I'm not here to wreck shop and bring new guys in. He said all of this stuff. I'm going to bring in one or two of my guys. That's it. But everybody else, they've been here. And what happened? What happened with all that? I put that on Amy's lap because she could have, after she fired John, said, hey, listen, we need to reset all of this. If I don't want to fire the head coach, we need to reset. You need to make some changes on your coaching staff, some mm-hmm. legitimate changes. And I need to make some changes within this building because a lot of these people that are in here were John's guys. I need to give everybody a clean slate. And she finally realized that, okay, I need to do it now. You know, rather than wait another year, because he was going to be a lame duck coach anyway next year. He only had one more year left on the contract. Well, two, but mm-hmm. one. So she's trying to set things back in order. That's all I'm saying. Now, we can argue over or discuss, you know, was it enough for the fans? We can discuss that. And mm-hmm. I would probably think, no, it wasn't enough for the fans to satisfy them. But she's trying to put her organization back in order. And it started with firing her head coach, which she probably thought, okay, yeah, he's doing an okay job, but everything is out of whack.
I think another thing that came out that comes to mind with Brandon's call, there a lot of chirping came out. And I look, this is just natural to me. Mm-hmm. And this line of questioning caught my attention yesterday. Rand said, look, I didn't want to come in and clear everybody out of here, right? I wanted to give people a chance. And really what I think he was talking about was scouts and people that have been with the organization that go well back mm-hmm. into the Robinson era. And I don't doubt that there's some pro-Robinson people in there that, you know, maybe didn't see eye to eye with Rand, something like, obviously, a lot of stuff crumbled quick. And then when that happens, there's a lot of people questioning a lot of things. There's probably a lot of people who are saying, hey, well, this wouldn't have happened with John Robinson. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm curious if Rand is given more to restructure, mm-hmm. right, and restore order, as you say, if he brings more of his people in there. And it will be important for Rand, I think, to surround himself, whether it's people that have been there that were under Robinson or some new blood. He's going to need to surround himself with good people, I think, to rebuild this thing correctly. Because this is a rebuild.
Oh, it is.
It is a rebuild.
Prime example. Jared said, and again, Jared's only he's only regurgitating what he's being told. Mm-hmm. You know, so this is not, I'm not pinning this on Jared or anything else, but I'm just saying these are the things that he's being told. So he's being a good host. He's relaying that message to the fan base. When Jared says, how did Jared phrase it? He plays GM, but he doesn't do the actual GM job. Based upon who?
I don't know who Jared's sources are.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is it a pro Vrabel guy or a pro Robinson guy? Who is it? And Amy got tired of stuff like that. Like, how do you tell me what's going on
Amy
in my
Amy didn't say anything about that. Rand never said anything about that. I don't know how Amy feels. He's not going to tell you.
No, what I'm saying is this. She's tired of things coming out of that building. What part of that don't we understand? She's tired of
because
things
she never said
coming
that.
Out of that building. She doesn't have to say that. She said it basically like organizational. This wasn't so much of, and this is what Rand said. This wasn't, do you have the clip of what Rand said? Let's play the clip.
You said the reason primarily he was fired was because of the vision that Miss Amy sees for this team. What was it about Mike that wasn't compatible with that vision?
It's her vision for the organization, not the team. The vision for her organization and how she wants things structured for that. Like I said, Miss Amy's she's made her statement and she's clarified her reasons, and we're here to support her.
What more? I mean, I know you want more. I would love to have more, but he's telling you. You can't blame him for telling you what Miss Amy said. Now, if you want to have the beef, have it with Miss Amy.
I do. I've said my problem is with Amy and how he's running this team. And if he wants to talk about the vision, mm-hmm. what is that? And we'll get into that coming up next. Caroline Willie, D. Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
What is actually? She talked about it, you talked about it, but no one's actually defined what it is.
I think at the right moment we'll define that vision, and that's going to come when we hire our next head coach, and we'll be able to give you guys more of a detailed description at that time.
Does Mike not fit the vision today?
Well, again, this was about Ms. Amy's long-term vision, and she stated in her statement how she felt.
Clarify, you said that you guys are going to define the vision once you get the new head coach in place. Do you think it's important to have, between you and Amy, that vision defined going into the coaching search, or are you trying to define that vision based on who you hire?
No, we have the vision defined. We have it defined, and we've had, you know, I've been on the phone ever since, you know, the decision was made, and it's obviously been a lot going on, and it's been hectic, but the vision is defined. It's just, it'll be a time for us to roll that out.
Can't share that vision?
No, it's not the time. It's not the time to share that vision today. Because I think as we go through this process, we need to make sure that we have the right person aligned with that, and why we hired that person will fit that vision.
So why was Mike fired? Didn't align with Amy's vision.
For the organization.
What is that vision? I can't tell you that.
Winning more. That's all he had to say.
It
is kind of obvious. And that's why I don't understand why he didn't just keep it simple. If I could freeze the moment, this is what you can't do in a press conference, right? You're the stuff's coming from all directions, right? You're in the trenches. But I would have told him, hey, just state a simple thing. Look, we've got to rebuild a winner. That's all he had to say. But I think what he was trying to do was avoid getting trapped in a corner where he's saying we want this kind of coach and he's got
to
be an offensive guy. I think that's what he was trying to avoid. I think that's how he took the question, when I think you could simplify the vision into saying, look, we weren't winning. Mm-hmm. We want to start fresh. It's a new era. We had the same quarterback, the same tailback, the same mindset, same coach for 6 years, and it's time for a new chapter. I think that would have worked.
I think that would have been fine.
It may seem obvious to Rand Carthon, which is why he didn't say that.
Exactly.
He thought it was other things that they have not sorted out yet. I don't know. And I'm just throwing that out there.
In total and complete fairness, if Rand got up there and said, our vision is to win a Super Bowl, I would have gotten up here and said, well, how do you get there, Rand? So I acknowledge that's the thing.
Exactly. That's the thing.
But you're not talking to me. You're talking to the fan base. And if you are going to defer to every question about why Mike was fired or what Amy sees for this organization, you defer to, well, this is Amy's vision for the organization. This is Amy's vision moving forward. But you're not going to share that vision or what that is, that it's going to be, you know, hidden under lock and key. Well, that's a very strange message to the fan base. I go back to Barry Trotz, and don't think of this as hockey versus football. Just think about this as organization versus organization or GM versus GM. Every decision that Barry Trotz made, he explained how he got there and why he made that decision. And even if I didn't agree or you didn't agree with the decision that Barry Trotz made, you at least know why he made it. He was a complete and total open book, and that fans knew what was going on behind the scenes. Keeping everything a secret and not, and using the word vision, it's the new collaboration. Using the word vision as much as they used it yesterday, both Amy and Ran, and not sharing that vision leaves the fan base in the dark and doesn't give anyone clarity or hope for how that team is going to get there. If we don't know what the vision is, how can we support it?
I mean, again, I go back to, you know, okay, maybe he should have, let's just say, for argument's sake, maybe he should have, you know, given this elaborate vision of what this team looks like.
It doesn't need to be elaborate.
But then again, you just said that if he said our vision is to win championship, then you're going to, not necessarily
but you're not talking,
but
he's not talking to me, he's talking to the fans.
He's talking through you to the fans. And our vision is to win championships around here. Get a good coach in here.
He didn't say that, though. And he could have said that.
But that's remember, what Ms. Amy said.
He hasn't
she
done a press
it.
Conference in a long time. Amy Adams has decided by herself.
I don't care that he's rusty with press conferences.
Amy Adams has decided, for better or worse, that she cannot do a press conference. That's the only explanation. She just has decided that the only way she can communicate with the fans is to have somebody softball toss some questions for the most part, right? Whenever she's done this, it's been a very filtered, mm-hmm. controlled environment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she's not, she doesn't feel like she can go through those press conferences and get grilled. Mm. And I'll say this, her dad, every time she went out, he went on to a press conference. You never knew what he was going to say. And everybody around him was going to go, oh, boy, what's he going to say?
And they're probably thinking the same way with her.
This is going in a direction we don't want it to go in. But Rand, he's trying. We can't expect him to be Shakespeare when he is a first-year general manager going through a minefield. I don't think he's getting a whole lot of slack here. On this stuff.
We asked what the vision for the organization is, and he's not going to share it.
Winning's the vision. That's all. I mean,
That's all he had
to say. But it's pretty obvious.
But he didn't say that.
You don't think winning's the vision? You don't think he knows winning's the vision?
Ms. Amy said it.
Why didn't he say it if that's the vision?
Okay, what would be the alternative? The vision is not to win? I mean, it's pretty obvious. It's Captain Obvious.
If it's so obvious, why didn't he say it?
Ms. Amy said it.
Okay, he didn't say it.
Rand's the general manager.
He referred to Amy's statement, and in Amy's controlled environment, the softball, she did say she wants to win a championship.
Again, y'all want this man to go out.
I get it.
I am not asking. I don't think I'm asking for too much.
I wasn't confused either.
I'm assuming that every organization and every sport wants to win.
We are asking him to appease our, you know, wanting to know. We're asking him to whatever he and the owner discuss, because they had to have had a long talk before this press conference. We're asking him to say, damn what the owner say. This is what we want to know. Tell us.
I'm not asking him to do that. Any of that. I'm not asking him to go against Amy.
But that's,
I'm not asking
he's not
him
going to.
To. I'm not asking him to do any of that. I am asking
But you're not
you
satisfied with his answers.
Because he didn't answer
but
it.
But he's only going by what he and Miss Amy talked about. You can't get mad at him because they had a conversation which we were not privy of. And there were probably some guidelines in regards to, hey, listen, this is how I want you to answer this question moving forward, because we don't think about this, and maybe this is probably too far-fetched for me, even for me, the conspiracy theorist. What if we put the message out there and every coach come in here and they give us what we want to hear? Because I've already told them this is what we want. This is what we're looking. No, I want to hear. I'm not going to tell you. Sit down in front of me. Talk. I'm pretty sure that's what owners do. Sit down, talk. Tell me how you see this thing going.
I don't
and then
need Rand
you.
Why are you the right guy?
Exactly.
I don't need Rand to say that I want my future head coach to have this philosophy on fourth and one.
Well, what do
you
want
run
him to
these
have
plays?
What do you want him to say
in the red zone? I want him to tell me what the vision for this organization is. I'm not asking for all of the state
he
secrets.
He said he will.
I am asking you to provide this fan base that pays a lot of money and spends a lot of time supporting this team to at least give us something
and
to look
will
forward to and provide clarity as to what is going on with this organization.
And he will. Just because it's not done when you want it or when we want it done, he will. He said it. Basically, when we start going through the process, when we hire, that's when we will roll out
the
plan.
So the head coach is going to define the vision?
No. It's
well, then what are you doing then?
He already said they have the. He said it. We have a vision.
Then
but
what
we're not
going
to share it with you. We're going to talk. We're going to sit Willie down and say, Willie, what do you think about this team?
Yeah, I think he's trying to leave some space for the type
with
of coach that
they get
in.
Nothing being out there or anything else, Willie, how do you see this team? What do you think your vision is for this team? And I'll tell you if it aligns with ours.
I think that's backwards, and it's
how is that backwards? How is that backwards? Because if I know what I want in my just anything, I know what I want. I'm hiring people. Okay, what do you think? What do you think? Which direction do you feel this organ? What do you see as a direction or your philosophy moving forward with this organization? Talk. Okay. All right, well, I'm going to tell you what mine. It may line up with what you said. It may not. But I'm going to tell you what my vision is. And then now we can have a talk. Now we can go back and forth.
But again, let's keep this in perspective. You, Caroline, can just deem that this is a loss of a press conference. They failed yesterday. And
I do feel
this
that
is
way
a harbinger of bad things.
I do feel that
but
way.
But this is a press conference. It's insignificant to me. It's significant what happens here going forward. And I'm just trying to lay out the difficult position that he was in that press conference. He could have made it simpler, but look, this guy hasn't done a lot of press conferences. He's been in the background for months, And so if he slipped up one time or two and he could have done something better, that's fine. It's a press conference. It's now about who does he hire? What kind of resources is he given? Who helps him make the right hires? And how can they take it forward? And you've got an owner that's a pretty much of a wild card.
Yeah.
You've got a wild card.
He was put in a very difficult position, but he's the general manager. He should be able to answer those questions. He should be able to at least put the fan base at ease if he's going to be put in this position. This is the first press conference you had after you fired a coach that, you know, made the playoffs in three seasons, was the 2021 Coach of the Year. I mean, I take that seriously. You're speaking to the fans, and I don't think that they did a very good job yesterday. But I want to get Jonathan Hutton's thoughts on this coming up next. He will join us on the other side. Caroline Willie D. Mace. We are broadcasting live from the Spring Hill Heating and Cooling Game Nashville Studios, keeping your home feeling comfortable all year round. Visit springhillac.com.